is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Yes, the Friday Dirt Alert. Welcome, where we're greeted by Tom Cruise's face.
Oh, what is he doing now?
Oh, he's just out and about, hydrating, flying airplanes.
Oh.
You know, wearing a baseball hat.
Yeah.
Page Six has the photos.
Is he still looking puffy?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. But he flew his own private jet to Los Angeles. I want to say that he keeps his airplanes at the Van Nuys Airport.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, and he sped off on a red motorcycle. So he's like, you know what? I'm flying a plane, getting ready for Top Gun Maverick, driving a motorcycle, getting ready for Mission Impossible 7.
Do you think he stays at the Scientology Center? Because he doesn't have, he sold his Beverly Hills home.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You mean the Scientology Celebrity Center on Franklin in Los Angeles?
Or maybe they just own a couple houses that they have.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Lori, that it's probably the second option. He doesn't want to be staying right in the heart of Hollywood, but he does want to be in town for business.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there he is. Did you guys talk about Mick Jagger?
Well,
Shaden?
No, please. Talk about Mick Jagger. He is welcome conversation anytime.
Yeah, well, who knew that this beef was going to be coming up in the news this week? So Paul McCartney, earlier this week, in an interview with the New Yorker, called the Rolling Stones a blues cover band.
Yes.
So then last night in Los Angeles, Mick Jagger out with the Rolling Stones.
Oh, during the show at SoFi?
Yes. He said that, you know, there's so many celebrities here tonight. He said Megan Fox is here. She's lovely. Lady Gaga.
Oh.
I don't know why he said Kirk Douglas, because Kirk Douglas has passed on. I think he made a mistake.
Well, maybe it was Michael Douglas.
Maybe it looks like him. And Paul McCartney's here. He's going to help us. He's going to join us in a blues cover later.
Oh.
Now, a lot of people didn't get the reference and didn't get the shade.
Yeah.
So everyone was like really excited that Paul McCartney was going to be on the stage with Rolling Stones.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. Every single city, not that they've played that many cities, and there's like 13 cities total, rave reviews for their 19 show set.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you excited, Lori?
I really am. I am. I really, really am. Because every time I've seen them, I've been blown away.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And the first time I saw him was in 1981 at the St. Paul Civic Center. I still remember the outfit I bought at Cimarron.
Oh, was that the Tattoo U tour? Must have been.
It must have been. Yeah. Lamont Cranston, because Rolling Stones always have done a cool thing. They've always had great opening acts, and they've picked people that have been for around. You know, they picked Prince one time, the only time he ever got booed.
Oh.
On stage, the only band he ever opened for, the Rolling Stones, but Lamont Cranston opened here.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
For them in 81.
Oh, it would have been like the time that Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees.
Yeah, I just
when he did Foxy Lady, they just shouted Foxy Davy at him.
Yeah.
Get him off. We want Mike Nesmith.
That's so wild.
Yeah.
Like, so wild.
The Golden Globes are going to be January 9th, with or without a telecast.
You know what? I mean, NBC is just, they just screw everything up.
Well,
I know the Golden Globes screwed it up, because we've known they've been a crooked organization forever.
Yeah.
But we sure have loved that show.
Well, right. The Golden Globes, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's award telecast, that's been on NBC for eons, but they decided to drop out this year in light of all the issues that have come to the forefront at the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Which they don't have any diversity in their... But NBC has known this for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it just rings false with all the way around.
Yeah, NBC being concerned with the optics of carrying the telecast.
And after they hired Megan Fox and let Matt Lauer, too late NBC.
Oh, yeah, Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly, that's what I mean. And
I know, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. But I wonder, will they go on a streaming thing? Or, I mean, we don't have any big... are they hosting? Amy and Tina Fey?
Well, nobody's hosting.
Nobody's hosting.
Nobody's doing anything.
Okay.
The only thing that the Hollywood Foreign Press announced today is that their traditional calendar, so it's like the submission deadline.
Okay.
Nomination's going to be out December 13th. The deadline for movie and TV submissions are November 15th, so they're moving forward.
Too bad they didn't have their reckoning several years ago, when would have been like they didn't look around and say, hey, you know what, you guys, why do we have 88 men and 2 women and they're all white?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like it would have been like that. But I guess you don't call yourself out on your own stuff. I don't know.
Or maybe you just don't even see it. You're just so used to it. I mean, that's the big problem in a lot of these
things. But that was a fun show to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose the Hollywood speak is you know what? We're going to roll out our calendar and we're going to probably be in negotiations with somebody somewhere on doing the Golden Globe Awards. I suppose then the question would be, who's going to show up?
Right.
Who's going to go to this award ceremony?
Yeah, it seems tainted all the way around now.
Right. Yeah. Because usually it was fun party. A fun party, the precursor to the Oscars, the kickoff to formal
Beverly
award
Hilton.
Season.
Yeah.
There's, you know, good, a lot of boo. I mean, we've had, I mean, that was a good solid week of gossip for us on this show. This is a real shame.
They're going to need to make it up to us.
This is like taking away one of our Super Bowls.
Yeah. Way to go, Hollywood Foreign Press Association. All right. So apparently Jeff Bezos getting real horny from watching his own phallic symbol launch off into space, because now we're seeing Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez smooch it about Los Angeles together, doing some pretty explicit PDA, and it's
so gross.
It's awkward.
He's awkward.
It's just really awkward.
His spaceship is awkward. It looks like every, you know, like at least like maybe the second vibrator you own. It might not be the first one, but it looks exactly like that. It's just everything about him is just painful.
Yeah, so these photographs of Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez printed in TMZ. Thanks. So they're out and about. We usually don't see this, him doing this, but like he's doing the thing where his eyes are kind of open and he's kissing to the...
And their hands are in weird spots.
He's
got bad shoes on. But you know what? The thing about these two is she's got a wonky eye and he's got a wonky eye, but they're on opposite sides of each other's heads.
They're not going to match up.
So... they can really look at each other.
I'm done.
You guys, I'm telling you, they each have
watching them kiss is so painful.
I'm done. Bye.
Okay. Bezos. Thank you, Holly. All right. Listen, we'll be right back with weekend picks, and we got some wedding pickup lines.
All right, guys, just got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Time for weekend picks. Presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
And Brittany and Brian. Oh. Brian, what are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Nope, I'll be back here in studio for the weekend, but next weekend, going to Colorado. So.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, pretty excited about
that. For a bachelor party.
Oh, yeah. Fun. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Yep. How do you know the groom?
So, best friend from high school. He lives in Oklahoma now. Okay. And I have another buddy who lives in Denver right now and kind of... scheduled the whole thing. He's the best man, so he found a cabin out in Breckenridge.
Oh, I love Breckenridge. That's such a fun town to go out in.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's the first place Julia and I met and went out of town together like 2 months after we started working. We went to Breckenridge.
Oh, fun.
Oh, nice.
For a boondoggle work trip, and then we get to Breckenridge, and it's a firefighter convention.
Shut
in. And you know, you don't need a car in Breckenridge, so you can just go out and about. That was when our friendship sealed the deal in Breckenridge.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
So much fun. Oh my gosh. So that is, I just have the fondest, and I've skied there many times. It's absolutely beautiful there. So that's, you've got the best weekend pick for next weekend.
Oh, I'm so excited.
How about you, Brittany?
Okay, so mine's a little farther out, this first one.
Okay.
It's for Dr. Dog at First Ave. I've seen Dr. Dog in concerts. It's a great show. This is for October 20th and 21st. And the reason I'm saying it now is because these tickets are going to go really fast.
They are. Okay.
So go.
What is Dr. Dog? A band?
Yeah, it's a band. It's just like a really... like, they really do a good job of having kind of different music that they play for them. So it's like a little bit all over the place. Enjoyable. I think you'd really like it.
Okay. I like the name.
I know. It's very cute. And then the thing that I really like. So have you heard of Hope Chest?
Yes. Yeah. Hope Chest for breast cancer.
Yes.
Amazing place to shop.
You know everything. Yes. And they have a lot of consignment stuff, which is really cool. And it's really high-end stuff and a lot of great furniture. We love going there. It's like.
They're in Navarro, right? Or Orono?
Yeah, I call it Mound, but I don't really know if it's Mound.
It is Mound.
Yep. I know it's near Dairy Queen because I've stopped there quite a bit. Well, they're doing this really cool event in Eden Prairie Center tomorrow. Mm. They're working with a bunch of designers and they're giving discounts as like a sample sale with these, you know, local designers and local people. So they'll have a lot of furniture, a lot of stuff. Eden Prairie Center, it's tomorrow, starting at 11, goes till 7 p.m. I highly recommend you go early.
Yeah.
And last time we went, me and my sister bought so much stuff.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of like really fun stuff for the house. Like we got these big pillows and an end table, and they're all so reasonably priced. And then the money
all goes to charity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
She's amazing, the woman who started that.
Yeah.
Just for breast cancer.
My sister is really involved with them, and she says the same thing.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, I mean, it is like it's people just like, you know, on Dynasty or other soap operas and stuff. There are people that redecorate their homes on a regular, like in a way that like a lot of regular people can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Like they switch out their houses, their furnishings.
And then they donate it.
And then they donate it and they just get all over and this is such a great place to go.
I'm telling you, yeah. And because of that neighborhood, like you said, there's a lot of these like people that live like that.
Yeah.
And so we go there all the time. When I bought my house, that was their first stop was Hope Chest to get some of the, you know, and you, it's kind of like Opitz where you have to keep an open mind. It's sometimes hard if you go with like a specific, like I want this, I want that.
Yeah, you have to just go in and let something speak to you.
Totally. Yeah. Hope Chest will tell you what you need.
Yeah.
So those are my weekend picks.
Okay, I got just a couple music picks. So tonight and tomorrow night, the Luther Vandross tribute show is at Bunkers. Both nights, so it's a collection. You know, it'll be a bunch of different people from the Twin Cities playing and doing Luther Vandross. So that's tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Lanou is playing, doing a record release party at the Parkway Theater. Annie Mack is opening. I can't think of what her name is. She's a Duluth singer-songwriter, and this is her record release party, and this is a new name that she's singing under. But Chris Riemenschneider loves her, and they reviewed this album. But I love the Parkway Theater. That's a great place
totally
to see a show. For a little bit smaller show, the Astor Cafe, Rich Mattson and the North Stars are playing tomorrow night. And then, of course, maybe if you see Rocco tomorrow night at Treasure Island, Christopher Cross.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Go slowly sway.
Go slowly sway. All right. So I've got a wedding this weekend.
I know.
And
it's a big time family
that's
wedding.
That's right. Julia's brother and Casey's brother, his daughter is getting married, Sophia and Nate. So today we're going to sing, go into the chapel and honor those two. But I thought I would give any of the single people that might be going, this is a big wedding weekend.
Yeah.
I got married on this weekend.
So your anniversary is this weekend?
Well, no, to the second husband.
Okay,
so
okay.
I don't celebrate that.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Wedding anniversary anymore, but it is a controversial wedding weekend because it's in the middle of duck hunting season. I remember my second husband was like, my dad is going to be furious.
Like your dad's gonna be fine. He's gonna show up.
Yeah,
and
I'll
serve him duck.
Anyway, but this is a popular wedding weekend, and you know this is a rescheduled wedding from last year. So I don't know if you have any like music you can play behind me, Brian, or any,
something romantic-y.
Something romantic-y,
or bow chicka bow wow ass.
Yeah, bow chicka wow wow. Let's see if you like this one. Okay, there we go. I'd love to buy you a drink from the open bar. What can I get you?
Oh, there you go.
Acknowledge the open bar. Do we like that?
I like it. It would make me laugh. Man,
it would make someone laugh, right? Okay, yeah. So let's see. How about this one? If you're the bride, congratulations. If not, can I have your number? Or you could say groom.
That feels a bit odd.
It does.
Like you might have
to have a couple drinks before you try that one.
And then if I was a couple drinks in, I'd go, you're a genius.
Yeah.
Shakespeare.
Yeah. Let's see. You're so beautiful, I'd marry your brother just to get into your family.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's okay. A good one.
You don't need to catch the bouquet to get lucky.
Oh.
Or if you're feeling like a sassy woman who's going to catch the bouquet, you could just say, you know, I don't need to catch that.
Yeah, totally. Get lucky. Yeah,
so
yeah,
that
yeah.
one works both ways. Let's see. Well, this one definitely use if you're drunken at the end of the night. Nothing.
Perfect.
To be honest, I kind of wanted to get that other bridesmaid, but you seem like you're a lot looser and drunker.
I mean, that would make me laugh. And if yeah. you make me laugh, yeah. I'm like halfway there.
Okay.
I'm fine. Let's get an Uber.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of insulting. Let's see if I've got any more. It's real. If nothing lasts forever, will you be my nothing?
Wow. I feel like that girl would say that to a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. How about this? Well, we might as well get to know each other. We'll probably see each other at the baby showers and the anniversary parties and the picnics.
There you go.
And possibly Christmas.
And at this rate, our own anniversary.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe that one doesn't have to go. I don't know. Let's see if I've got one more good one for you. Let's see. Well, you can always just ask somebody to dance. Don't forget that.
Yeah, it's an easy wed go-to.
Weddings are for dancing, and that is a good icebreaker way. Or if you're feeling brave, would you dance with me so I can tell my friends I danced with an angel?
Aww.
Oh, look at me.
Brian likes it.
Writing this down.
Yeah, he's got a wedding suit, I'm guessing.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, because there's a bachelor party.
That's true. I asked my friend to introduce us, but she says she doesn't know you.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute, isn't
it? That's funny. And like, that's, you know, just getting that conversation started. And then from there, you're going to find out if they want to hang or not.
Now, Brittany, I can see you using this pickup line. Okay. I just noticed you noticing me, and I just wanted to give you notice that I noticed you too.
That sounds honestly like something I
would say. Your what hurts? What?
I noticed you noticing me, and I wanted you to give me notice.
I like that. I did not have too much wedding champagne. I'm just intoxicated by you.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
All right, there you go. When we come back, we've just got a few other stories for you, and then we're going to, our sing-along song dedicated to Sophia and Nate, of course, is the Dixie Cups singing Going to the Chapel.
Love it.
All right, you sing it, Justin Bieber. Okay, so just a few things to go over with you people.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get it all finished up.
So Adele, the new video for Easy on Me is posted for you. Also, are you a fan of how Adele wears that winged eyeliner?
I love it. I can't master it myself.
Well, we've posted how you can master it. Her makeup artist has given us, and I am pretty good at doing a winged eyeliner with a liquid. But he told me a couple things through Page Six that we maybe have been doing wrong. Okay. And he's worked with her for like 13 years. The first time he ever met her, he did a winged eyeliner on it. And she just loved it. And it kind of became a signature thing. But this was 13 years ago when she was like 18. So it just, she just happens to have these big almond shaped eyes. A lot of real estate.
Yeah.
For putting a wing. So when you do, you got to start from the outer corner. Do you do that and then go in?
No.
Okay, that's your first step. You start from the outer of your eye and go in.
And it's, when we do this,
and
are we
you
doing...
do this with a gel pencil. Do it with some kind of a pencil because to get the shape, and then you're going to go over it with liquid.
Okay.
Okay, so you start at the outer end, work towards the middle, then you do a really fine line to the inner corner to join it, and then when you go back over it, you do the flick up.
Okay.
With the liquid. You know, it can be a challenge, but you got to have patience, but that is the key, he said. So you do a gel pot liner or a gel pencil, then do the liquid liner over that to really shape it.
I mean, he posted years of her makeup that he's done.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's beautiful. Her eyeliner looks amazing.
It always looks amazing, but I never thought of that. It's a two-step process.
It for sure. I mean, I don't know. I have the kind of eyes that, like, when you open them, the tops all touch each other.
Yes.
So I have a problem.
You don't have a lot of eyelid real estate.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's all. Julia has it, too. It's got nothing. It's just a dramatic eye makeup will make your eyes look smaller.
Yeah.
Not bigger.
Yeah.
What do you think of the eyeliner right in the middle of the lid as apropos for nothing? They call it the banana eyeliner.
I mean, I love it all in the sense that I just want to be able to do it. And I don't know where I was when we all learned to put makeup on.
Well, it's because you have big, beautiful eyes. And if you put a lot of eye makeup on, your eyes would look smaller. Okay. So you didn't have to master anything, Brittany.
Oh, you're very sweet to say that.
No, but it's true. Sometimes you just, some people are lucky enough to just have the eyes do all the talking. Natural eye.
Unfortunately, I talk a lot too, so I'll let my eyes and my mouth do all the talking.
Right, right. Also posted on our webpage today is what they're calling maybe is going to be the new Carrie Bradshaw dress from that show that we are supposed to call And Just Like That, but we just call Sex and the City.
Yeah.
That's coming on HBO.
You're like, this is going to be her most iconic, you're saying, from that movie?
Possibly. It's a blue one-shoulder ruche dress from Norma Kamali.
Okay.
It's just posted. Vogue is telling us this, so we like that source. So many good outfits in the original Sex and the City. My Lord.
Yeah.
Really, the high-low of Patricia Fields, that just... Loved
it. This dress is very pretty,
isn't it?
The blue one, but it doesn't stand out more than a lot of her outfits. So
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I think Vogue just needed a story online today, and they were like, "That's a pretty dress," and I love Norma Kamali. Let's give her some publicity.
Yeah,
you know they filmed something in Paris. She and Mr. Big were in
Paris.
I know.
Okay. And side note. Okay. I'm not saying this is cheap, but it's cheaper than I thought. $215.
Yes. I wish I was wearing that to the wedding tomorrow night.
You could get it.
How can I get it by tomorrow night?
I'm going to work on it.
You know, really pathetic.
Can you ask them to hold the wedding a couple weeks?
No, I have a great dress that I've never worn. You asked me if I got a new dress. I guess I did. I haven't worn it. I bought it like 2 years ago.
Oh, cute.
I probably bought it for this wedding.
You probably did.
Yeah.
Because it was
because it still had the tags on it.
Ah.
And it kind of looks like that dress.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Will you and Julia take a cute picture and put it on your Insta?
We will.
Good.
Yeah, we will.
I follow your guys' Insta on a freakish level. Oh, I love when you guys, because it's always fun. You guys post things of your actual lives. Yeah.